run well over 1,000. Recently finished their remodeling. Beautiful building there in Liberia. The president of Liberia faithfully, when she's in church, attends this church. Just recently, he was inaugurated as the general superintendent of the country of Liberia. Praise God. Praise the Lord. And during that same service, very historical service, the country of Liberia was what we called as a church, as the United Pentecost Church, was nationalized. And that means that, well, they're off the bottle. They're full grown. And they have established a work in their country that's second to none. Building churches. And under the leadership of this great man, I believe in my heart and spirit that he will double the churches that are in that country, if not greater, in the country of Liberia. And we are honored to have him with us today. And I told him, and I believe this deeply in my spirit, the Lord could not have chosen a better man to fulfill this position. He's not a sissy in the spirit. He knows with trials and tribulations and even death means, and to hold on to God and watch God deliver and bring great revival. Praise God. He's been in the States for a few weeks, and I just kind of want to put this in your brain. Every year, a few years ago, I had the privilege of preaching a conference in Liberia, and I watched the men come out and build their benches out of bamboo right there on the spot. Build their tabernacle. And they'll take these and they'll put them up, but the termite eats them. So revelation came. Termites don't eat plastic. And they don't eat metal. So they're working on getting 2,500 chairs for their general conference that's coming up in February. And those chairs are $10 a piece. So what we're going to do today, while he ministers and the Lord touches and bless you, is I'm asking if you're able to come up, and your seed offering will go towards the purchasing of chairs. Would that be all right today? Some of you may only be able to purchase one, but some might purchase 10, and some of you might purchase 100 chairs. Just bring it up in the name of Jesus. So let's give this honorable man of God, a Pentecostal of Tabernacle of West Palm Beach, welcome. Will you do that? Dr. Benda, God bless you. It's all yours. Let him know we love him.
You may be seated in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I don't care how the devil feels. We will rejoice. And we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. We are honored to be here today at this church with this great man of God. You got a great pastor. You got a great pastor. I tell you that. Brother Kai, we love you. And we believe you are doing a great job. And all of those that are working with you. Hallelujah. I'm from Liberia. Liberia is a very small country on the west coast of Africa with a population of 3.4 million, land speed of 43,000 square miles, where the United Pentecostal Church stands as a beacon of hope. We are running a radio program, the Hour of Power broadcast, that is reaching to no less than 1 million people in Liberia and the borders beyond. The United Pentecostal Church of Liberia has full grown, is being nationalized, and God has allowed us to serve as general superintendent for the work. And we are having our first nationalized conference. And guess what? It is your pastor that is the conference speaker. You need to give him a hand. We have invited him to come to Liberia February to preach the first nationalized conference. It's an honor to have you there. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings also from Edda Stewart, who has held the work up to now. He's a great man of God, a missionary from North America, who has been a great blessing until the work is where it is today. The UPC is one of the most stable organizations in Liberia with over 23,000 present Holy Ghost filled and water baptized in Jesus' name. I also bring you greetings from my wife. Those of you that listened to my testimony a few years ago, the question was, what became of your family? Nothing happened to them. This is my family. Hallelujah. I have two children, a girl and a girl. And my daughter is getting married on December 15, 2012. That's why I have to go back so quick. Hallelujah. Let us stand in honor of the word. We love you, church, your warmness. And I've had some fresh things in my life. Brother Carl and the family took me to a baseball game. I've never been to a baseball game. I'm a soccer lover and a soccer player. But we appreciate everything in Jesus' name. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 3, a very familiar chapter that even the unborn child can quote. Now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered in the temple. Who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Philippians 2, verse 8 to verse 11. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Father, we thank you today. Let's raise our hands and worship the Lord. Father, we worship you. Thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness. Thank you for the power of your word. We pray, oh God, that somebody will be delivered today. We pray, oh God, that somebody will be baptized with the Holy Ghost. We pray, oh God, for a free flow of your spirit. Let the saints be edified and the devil be terrified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Let's give him another clap offering. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Briefly, we will be speaking to you on the subject, the power of the name of Jesus. The power of the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but each time I call that name, I feel something in my spirit. I feel something in my heart. I feel something from the sole of my feet to the crown of my head. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In ancient days, people were concerned about the name of the God that they worship. I'm from a country where I see people worship idol. They worship the mountain. And they got name for the mountain. I see people worship rivers as their God. And they have name for the river. Because name means something. That's why in Israel it was very important. Name was so important that to name your child, you had to have the move of God on you. Can we say amen? Amen. That's why when God met Moses and commissioned him and said, I have heard the cry of my people. I've heard their groaning. Go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Moses was educated in Egypt. He knew the sciences of Egypt. He knew about the gods. And so he asked, if they ask me, what do I tell them? Because I know there are gods over there, but who are you? He said, tell them that I am has sent me. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. So tell them that I am has sent me. So you got to understand something, church. Every Pharaoh in Egypt was deified. A Pharaoh was considered
as a god. And that's why when Moses went to Pharaoh and said, God, send me, I am send me to let Israel go, Pharaoh asked, who is this God? Because as far as I'm concerned, I'm the God of Egypt. Which God are you talking about? Because I'm on the throne. But he failed to realize why he was on the throne. Somebody was above the throne. And that was the I am God. Hallelujah. We got to understand that the name you call, you got to be careful with the name you call, because there are gods around the world. Hallelujah. But I came to let you know that there is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. The Bible says that Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer. Are you following me? If I'm running, please, I can still slow down. I love that, and I underscore that in this Bible. Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer. I wonder how many of us have hour of prayer. We want to see the move of God, but we don't have hour of prayer. Hallelujah. If you're going to see the move of God, if you're going to see the miracles that were performed in the days of old, as a church, you must have hour of prayer. As a man of God, you must have hour of prayer. As a woman of God, you must have hour of prayer. Pray. Hallelujah. The Bible says they went to the temple at the hour of prayer. And here they see the lame man from his mother's womb. And this man, from all indications, he has been there a long time begging for money. But listen to me. God knows your needs. You could be asking God for your wants. He will bypass your wants and give you your need. That man did not need money. He needed healing. Hallelujah. But he did not understand, because all other guys failing, family member fail you. I got something to tell you. When everything fail you, the name of Jesus will never fail you. He will never fail you. Sometimes I wonder, where was this man's family that he had to sit at the gate? You will not know your true family members until you're in trouble. You will not know true friends until you get real sick. And I know what I'm talking about. This man was sitting at the gate beautiful. The Bible says when Peter and John got there, this man raised his hand. He thought it was business as usual. Please give me some money. Peter said, look on us. He didn't say, look on me. He said, look on us. In other words, as a church, when we move and call the name of Jesus in unity, that got to be the move of God. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Look on us. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. He says, save out and go, we don't have. I got something to tell you, church. The world may not know us, but we got a name of Jesus. BBC may not know us, but we got a name of Jesus. VOA may not know us, but we got the name of Jesus. Save out and go, I don't have, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Walk. The Bible says the lame man got up. he began to walk, and he went in the temple, and he was leaping and jumping because the name of Jesus got power to heal the sick. The name of Jesus got power to cast out devil. The name of Jesus got power to set the captive free. The name of Jesus got power. Oh, yes, there is power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're not talking about a demigod. No. We're not talking about a God that we can carry. We serve a God that can carry us. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We're not talking about God that we have to sacrifice to. We serve a God that can provide for us. That's the name of Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Oh, shout a better Jesus. There is power in the name. Oh, yes. There is mighty power in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, let me read this, church. Let's get to something. I love the scripture. The Bible says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name. Oh, my God, my God. He did not see the name. He did not consider it a robbery. God gave him the name. Hallelujah. God gave him the name which is above every name, the other name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth and the other name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's Lord. Hallelujah. You either bow now or you will be forced to do it later because he will be on the throne. You will have to bow. You either do it now, you either do it now or you will do it someday because he's the Lord of Lords. He will descend with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Every eye will see him. Every eye will see him. And every mouth will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. I love that name. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other. I don't care how you decorate that name, no salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's no name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. That's why when John the Baptist saw him, he said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes we are healed. Oh yes. There is power. My Lord, when I call that name, I feel Holy Ghost. This is a saving name. Oh, this is a name that died on the cross of Calvary. When he said, Ela, Ela, Lama Sabbatana, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. There is power. Oh, I'm talking to somebody. There is power. Talk to me. There is power. Power. Wonder-working power. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. Urimakashata yaba. Ah. Urimasha. I'll tell you something. When I think about some miracles that God has performed for me and through me by using that name, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Hey, the Bible says the testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. And I'm preaching where the name of Jesus is not mentioned, throw it out of the window. You didn't get me clear. And I'm preaching where the name of Jesus is now called. Throw that preaching out of the window. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. We preach Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. We preach his death and his resurrection. We tell the word that he's coming by. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Glory to God. Let me tell you. A few years ago, one of my sins by the name of Edie, she had on her only daughter. That get passed. And the mother said, we cannot bury the girl until I see my pastor. And they came and called me and said, Brother Benna, Edith is calling you. Her daughter is gone. And I told my wife, because I know this gospel is a do-we gospel, not do-I. So I told my wife, do-we. And when we got there, the whole family decided, I'm talking about power in the name of Jesus. Here it is sitting, and we walked there. In my spirit, I said, God, I have never done this before in my life. If you disgrace me, then you will mess me up. And I said, we will pray, and God will move. And we lay hands on our child, my wife and I. We begin to pray. And it was like a joke to the parents. I said, we will pray. And we pray. As we pray, I said, Jesus, I command life in this child. I command her spirit to come back into her. Woo! And we called the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, her body got warm. Oh, and all of a sudden she began to shake. I said, Jesus, hallelujah. And all of a sudden, Brother Carr, that little girl came to herself and she began to walk around. She woke up and began to dance around. The mother said, what is happening? I said, it's not about me, but there is a man that I call Jesus. He will never fail in battle. He never fail on the battlefront. He's a healer. I tell you, church, take this thing from the paper and make use of it. Listen to this. After that girl survived, I said, where we are going? The little girl said, Pastor Bender, I want to escort you. And she walked with us. Carry us on the road. Just before I came, I saw her neatly dressed. The pride of the parents, because there is a man that died for our healing. He was wounded. That's what the Bible says. You got to take God by his word. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by the stripes, we are healed. Glory to God. Somebody say, Jesus. Oh, yes. This going February, at our general conference, while we were rejoicing, the Spirit of God moving. You can ask Brother Kai, when it comes to praise and worship, we don't sit. We don't stand. We dance. Woo! Hey! And while we were dancing, when I went home, here, please forgive me if I offend you, please. But a Muslim girl that has been neglected by the parents because she was blind. Not only that, because she accepted Jesus as Savior and Lord, the parents pulled her out. And some of her friends brought her to the conference. She came blind to the conference. And a prayer warrior sent for me and said, Pastor Bender, you need to come. I said, what happened? We got a blind case. I said, Lord, I have never done this before. Ooh, I'm talking about the power of God. Woo! Hey, I'm talking about the. I'm talking about what God can do. And I walked to this blind girl. I said, sister, you believe the name of Jesus? She said, yes. Here is a Muslim. I said, okay. Now, in my spirit, I said, God, what I'm going to say, back me. God, you got to back what I'm going to say. I tell you, the devil will use fear to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. You got to watch out. Whenever you got a move of God on your life, whenever God moves on you to speak, you better speak. Don't hold back what God wants you to say, because there is power when you speak as a child of God. And I saw her and said, sister, I'm praying for you. And in the name of Jesus, your eyes were open. And I anointed her eyes. I prayed a short prayer. God, heal this girl. And I walked from there. Went back to the service, Brother Carr. We are rejoicing. Shouting. And all of a sudden, I saw that girl dancing. Whoop. She couldn't hear people. I'm wondering what happened. She said, Pastor, my eyes are open. Now I can see. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That girl's eye opened. She began to rejoice. And the only step there, she got filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave the utterance. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Power. Oh, yes. There is power. We got a God that can do anything. Oh. The devil is a liar. He will stop you from saying what God wants you to say. Because the devil knows when you speak, it will happen. The Bible says that God made us in his image. Are you following me? God made us in his image. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And he said, speak the word, I will bite you. I'm talking to somebody. If you got the Holy Ghost and God is moving on you to lay your hands on somebody that needs the Holy Ghost, don't hold back. You speak the word. If God is leading you to lay hands on the blind, don't hold back. Speak the word. We were made in the image of God. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll tell you about another miracle. Liberia has two seasons. The rainy season, it goes for 6 months. And the dry season, 6 months. As a result, that country is green throughout the year. Even if you go to the tropical rainforest, it's green. Beautiful place. July 1st was my inauguration. And the rain would have disrupted the whole program. It rained through the week nonstop. I mean, raining cats and dogs. And the president of Liberia is a friend to me and the church. She had come to the States for official matter, but because of my inauguration, she cut her visit to go and be part of that inauguration. And everybody is worried. How will the people come to this program? And besides, the building will not hold everybody. Some people have to be outside. How would that happen? It's raining. Again, I told God, God, I have never done this before. I told them, I said, on the day of the inauguration, in the name of Jesus, there will be no rain. Go to the word. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. That's why the word said, I believe the word of God. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man like you and me. He prayed that there be no rain. And there was no rain for 3 years and a half. I'm a man of God. I will talk to the same God, and there will be no rain until the program is over. And I called the prayer warriors. I said, let's lift our hands. And we lifted our hands to heaven. I said, God, this is a historic occasion. The United Nations is represented. All the African nations are represented. The president of the nation is at the program. God, let there be no rain. When we prayed our prayer, the rain came down heavily. I said, my Lord. And it rained the whole of that night. When it was about the break of day, July 1st of my inauguration. No rain. And when I got up in the morning, it was a sunny day. The day was bright until the program was over. Immediately the program was over, the ringing, I said, Jesus, send the rain. We are through. You can go ahead. There is power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I tell you, when you get a name of Jesus, you got power. When you get a name of Jesus, you get anointing on your life to cast out devils. He said, and these signs shall follow them. Oh, I love that name. Urimakashikayama. That's the word. That's why he said, and God cannot lie. This sign shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. You need to cast out some devil from your compound. You need to cast out some devil from your office. You need to cast out some devil out of your territory. You need to cast out some devil out of your marriage. You need to cast out some devil out of your finances. You need to cast out some devil out of your office. You got the authority. You got the authority. He said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils." There is power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'll tell you something else. I'll tell you something. I was sent for to preach in a Muslim-dominated country. In northern Ghana, close to Burkina Faso, in the city of Tamale, where the name of Jesus is never heard. And the missionary to Ghana said, "Brother Benna, we want you to come and preach to these people." I said, "God, I have never done this before." I got to be honest with God. So, "God, I've never done this before." And I went in the city of Tamale, Brother Carr. I'm telling you, the power of darkness is hovering over this planet. And they will take Jesus' name, people, to bring down the devil's kingdom. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, church. When I got in that city, I felt the power of darkness. There was such an attack on my body, on my mind, on my spirit. I went to the hotel. I began to pray. I said, "God, God, you got to do something." And when I called on him, Jesus, I started feeling the presence of God moving. I broke out speaking in tongues, and I spoke in tongues for a long time. And when I walked out of the hotel, I said, "Now, devil, I'm coming." I said, "Now, devil, I'm armed and dangerous." I said, "I'm armed and I'm dangerous. You devil, I'm coming. I got a name of Jesus. You got to bow to that name. You got to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. No demon can stop the church of the living God." He said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Let's give him a hand of praise. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Hurima. God bless you. You may be seated. And I went on our crusade ground, well armed and dangerous. And as the power of God began to move, people came from all over. You know how many persons got the Holy Ghost? 100 souls received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And today we got a great church in the city of Tamale, because the name of Jesus got power to destroy the weapons of darkness. Listen to me, church. The name of Jesus is a weapon of mass destruction. The name of Jesus is a cluster bomb. The name of Jesus is an atomic bomb. Come on, somebody. If you got the name of Jesus, you are well armed and dangerous. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why they ask, "Paul, we know Jesus, we know him. Look, when you get the name of Jesus, the demons know who you are. There is power in that name, church. In that name, you can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive the Holy Ghost. Once you call that name and say, Jesus, oh my God. We got a radio program, The Hour of Power. There was a lady who was listening to the radio. Brother Saab, God is powerful. This lady been sick for many years. When she heard the man of God preaching on the radio, she said, I don't know Pastor Bender. I don't even know the church, but I will put the radio on my head. And she put the radio on her head while the preaching is going on. She said, I believe I will get healed. And when she put her radio on her head while the preaching was going on, guess what? She got healed instantly. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody. The next Sunday, I saw a lady dancing. I said, wait a minute. Where is this lady from? She's disturbing the service. And she was just dancing. She couldn't sit down. I told the usher, tell that lady to sit down. We don't do it like that. But let me tell you, God will not do it the way you want him to do it. Hallelujah. And she's shouting. And she walked to me and said, Pastor, I want to testify. I said, no, it does not work here like that. She said, just give me 1 minute. Let me say something. I wanted to be so sophisticated and too organized. The Holy Ghost says, shut up, let her talk. Hallelujah. I said, yes, ma'am, testify. She said, listen to me, church. I've been sick for many years, but I heard the name of Jesus on the radio. I don't know this church. I don't even know the pastor. But when I heard that name, I put the radio on my head. And I told God, you can heal me. And God healed me. When that woman testified, that was the service. That was a service. People begin to shout. People begin to receive Holy Ghost. There was joy in the church. Ah, there is power. I want you to stand today. I want you to rise up. There is power. If you need the Holy Ghost, walk to the altar. He will fill you with his spirit. Walk to the altar.
Let's stand to our feet and give praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's send up praise. Come on, church. We've heard this word today. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's some of you here today. You've got situations you don't know what to do with. You've got problems you can't handle. I'm here to tell you the name of Jesus Christ. He is your answer. He will deliver. He will heal. If you've got a situation, you need the hand of God to touch, make your way down to this altar right now. Maybe you're standing next to someone, needs to come and pray. You know about their situation. Just say, hey, let's go pray together. Let's go pray together. Bring someone. Let's begin to seek for the power of the Holy Ghost. Let's begin to call out upon God. We've heard a message here today about the healing, delivering, miracle power of the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Come on, church, make your way to this altar. Come with a heart full of faith. Come crying out to God. Come reaching out to the Lord. Come touching him. You say, but I prayed over it 100 times. Pray again. Pray again. Pray again. Pray again. Because today, there is a special anointing. Today, there is a special power. Today, the name of Jesus reigns in this service. Hallelujah. It doesn't have to that fancy prayer. Just call on that name. You don't have to understand anything. Just call on that name. You'll feel His power. You'll feel His anointing. You'll feel His blessings. You'll feel His glory. He will touch you. He will touch you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He will bring deliverance. He will bring deliverance. He will give you victory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Receive victory. Receive victory. Receive victory. Receive victory. Receive victory.
Hallelujah.
Receive it. Receive it through the name of Jesus. Call on that name. There's nothing He cannot do. There's nothing He will not do. He is the answer. He is the answer. Everything else is a lie. Everything else is a lie. But the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, it's your answer today. Call upon Him. Call upon Him. Don't stop. Don't stop till He answers. Don't stop till He comes. Don't stop till you feel that power. Don't stop till you feel that anointing. Don't stop till you feel that.
Hide me from the rain.
Call on Him. 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 Let Him hear you call His name. Let Him hear you call His name. In the name of Jesus. Pain be gone. In the name of Jesus. Come on, there's faith in this place. There's faith in this place.
Hide me from the
reach.
The name of Jesus will move every mountain. The name of Jesus will lift every valley. The name of Jesus will move every obstacle. Will bring healing to your body.
Awesome.
The name of Jesus will bring peace to your mind.
Awesome.
Tranquility to your spirit.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Hold on Him.
He's so awesome.
Hold on Him.
Awesome.
Hold on Him.
Awesome.
Get desperate with Him.
Awesome.
Be like God.
Be like the little woman.
Woman,
push through the crowd. Be like the little woman.
By His strength.
name of Jesus. It'll happen. It'll happen. It'll happen. Jesus. 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 My God, I feel His power.
You've done too much for me. heart, but I'm not too weak, and I won't turn back.
Whatever you need is in the name of Jesus. His name is not Buddha. His name is not Allah. His name is not Hare Krishna. But his name is Jesus.
Jesus, 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 Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,